No, no, the other Chinese will treat you fine. They will look up at you, you know.
Okay.
If they don't look up at you, they still accept you as a...
Okay.
They think you are a little smarter.
Huh.
You know, they think you're a little smarter. He could go out there, you know, he could go out, you think you're a little smarter, he might respect you for that.
Because they think white men are better than Chinese, so if you were able to get a white person to marry you, you're smarter. Is that the logic?
Back in their mind, they do not think the white men are better. You are talking about the Chinese thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the Chinese
mind.
Why would
they look up to a person?
But but back in their mind, they think you must be a little better, little more, you little richer, little more talent to get in touch with the white society. To get, you know, to put your foot into the white society.
What if the other way around? What if a Chinese woman, either born here or from China, married a white man? What would the Chinese community think?
The Chinese society would accept them all right.
Uh-huh.
Might look it up with respect.
I see.
Of course, they, you know, naturally, they're not like it. I wouldn't say like it, but they treat it with respect.
Why? They won't like it, maybe? Did you say? Why won't they like
no,
it?
They're not, no. Even right now, you know, they're obvious the people's mind. They have a little discrimination, you know. their thinking is still... Being not the same color, and there's little, I don't know, little something in between the two, you know, that's not so mixed up so much.
But you said that if a Chinese man married a Caucasian woman, then that would be okay. So
that's
what I'm
okay.
saying is that a Chinese girl marrying an American man would have been different.
No, that's okay.
I mean, would they, are the two look upon as the same?
Yeah, they should look upon the same, yes.
I see.
Yeah, they're looking upon the same, so.
But if the Chinese woman married an American, a Caucasian man, she would probably be absorbed into his social circle, right? She would go
yes,
around with white people.
Yes.
And not so much with...
Yes.
I see. And whereas if the white woman marries a Chinese guy, or Mexican marries a Chinese guy, then they would mostly hang around the Chinese circle. They would be absorbed. The women.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
I see. But most of the people still married Chinese. They went back to China to get married, right?
Yeah, the majority of them went back to find a wife back in the whole country.
Yeah. Among your friends, were they mostly Chinese from China or American-born Chinese?
Among my
friends?
Uh-huh. Among my friends, at that time, you mean now or back then?
Back then.
In the old days.
Old days, right.
Well, you have to put it this way. We meet our friends according to our living circumstances at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese being such a hard worker and working alone,
mm-hmm.
so their social life is very limited. You know, even right now, so they don't have too much time to go around looking at my friends, you know, to spend out their, to get together. So at that time, my friend was very limited, and mostly I had to associate with the old, with the working people from China.
I see. Did you associate with any blacks or Mexicans?
No, for my kind of work, I didn't have no contact with them.
And what about like Koreans and Japanese and other?
There were very few then.
I see.
There were very few then. We didn't. When I was in the laundry business, we don't have much social contact with the outside people, you know, outside workers.
What about with your clients, with your
customers? When I get into grocery business, then my social life would be, then my contact would be a little more wider. Then I associate with all the Caucasians in the neighborhood business. I associate with the Caucasians and I make the Caucasian friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in that case, then gradually I get away from the Chinese society.
Oh, you mean up to the point of, say, 1942?
Or 38. After 42.
After
the point 1942.
You started to get away from the Chinese
uh-huh.
and move into the Caucasian
yes.
circle. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
You were the only child?
Yes.
I see. And your mother never came over here?
No.
I see. Do you write to her?
My what?
Do you write to your mother?
Oh, yes.
Before?
Yes. That's what kept us going on it. Had to support the whole family back home.
Oh, you have to send money back.
Yeah, that was our duty then, you know. And the Chinese are generally trying to carry out their duty.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people did that, huh? Send money back to China. Right?
That was the primary purpose, coming to America.
So that you could send money back home, huh?
That's the...
I see. And your father, did he continue to work in Dakota while you were in...
No, I lost my father years ago.
Before 1938?
Yes, I lost my father. My father was lost life in an automobile accident, son. So...
In Dakota?
Yeah. So in that case, that's why I had to quit schools and all that.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Oh, so you have no relatives here?
No. No, not that. Not close ones. Yeah, there are a lot of cousins and people, you know.
When you are here, do you miss the place that your home? Do you miss your village when you were here back in those days?
I didn't quite get it.
In like between 1938 and 1942 or 45 and so on and so forth, all the time that you were in Los Angeles, did you miss your home back in China?
Oh, do I get homesick?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I tell you one thing, son. During the daytime, when I was so busy working, I have no time to think about it. But I knew I had them. But I knew when I sleep, I was talking to myself. You know, night talking.
Yeah.
I thought, gee, my God, what am I going to do with that? Sometimes I scream at it.
What do you
subconsciously,
yeah.
I didn't know anything about, you know, but my friends tell me that I talk too much at night.
Well, what did they say you talked about?
That's what I was trying to lead you to. And that kept on going year after year. I said, gee, I might have to see a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
And then when my wife came,
that was in 49.
In 49. After she came for a year or so, then the thing gone.
Huh.
That tells you, you know, subconsciously, daytime you don't miss the home, but subconsciously you miss the home so much. So my longing was not cured. It killed my wife, get over, till the family get together again.
I see. Did you have children back home also? Children,
yes, I had two children there at home that time.
Oh, I see. And so you had your wife and two children and your mother all back?
Yes,
why didn't your mother want to come in 1940?
Like I say, he couldn't, not that she didn't want to.
No, your wife came with your two children?
Oh, my mother grew up passed away at the time.
I presume you still feel that you are a Chinese rather than an American.
How's that?
do you feel that you are a Chinese rather than an American?
Now, you mean now? You mean
yes, now?
Well, gee, that's good. If you want to be frank about it, I think there's quite a few mixtures now. We are kind of blended. I couldn't say I am loyal to both. I am loyal to both. But then if you say I like it, I like this guy, the American, better to be an American. But naturally, my first loyalty I still feel like a native Chinese.
I presume even now you speak Chinese at home with your wife. You speak twice, huh?
Let's put it this way. I had just about even numbers of years in the American school and Chinese school. And trying to barely understand the both language to read. If I want to go to sleep and enjoy myself, I can read the Chinese books for hours and night, you know, trying to. But if I pick up American magazine at evening time, I go to sleep in about half an hour. That might tell you something there.
So does that mean you read Chinese more fluently?
No, that means I'm a Chinese little more natural to that.
Yes.
You know.
But what about back in the 30s and 40s, when you were running your laundry store and your grocery store, did you feel more Chinese or American?
At that time, I hate America.
I
see. You know why I hate America? The door was all closed to Chinese. At that time, the occupation for Chinese is only laundry, restaurant, and housework, and farmers. Outside of that, you know, you can have no opportunity for anything.
When did that change? When did this sort of limitation?
What's the limitation?
These restrictions. When did these restrictions?
It's not a legal restriction. It's
right.
Just the
social restrictions.
Just the social financial restrictions on it.
Yeah.
At that time, there were jokes. Say, you. You can find about four PhDs in working in the kitchen washing dishes.
When?
In that time, son.
Oh.
In the wartime.
Oh.
At the wartime, when the Chinese can go back to the old country, and they can find job here, they just had to do the, you know, before the war, son. When they need the people, then you get a chance to go out.
So it was, just,
you know,
before
that, and you can't be a PhD and then cannot find an employment.
That was due to discrimination then?
That was into what?
Was it because of discrimination?
Well, you might say so. Because the social is not the door was very limited, and you know, you might find a few bankers. It's not illegal, but it's a matter of fact.
Bankers, did you say?
No, there were few. There were few working in the bank, but that's, you know, because to serve the Chinese community.
I see.
Outside of that, you don't find it.
I see. When did you feel that Chinese were able to get into the other fields?
During the wartime. During the wartime, when the manpower was short, then they began to get a chance to show what they can do.
Did you ever feel sorry for being a Chinese? Did you ever feel sorry that you were Chinese at that time?
No. I wouldn't say we're sorry for ourselves.
Or did
the
you
Chinese are never, the Chinese are poor, but they are always proud.
Why didn't you just return to China if you hated America so much?
Because China was worse.
Economically.
I see. Not only economically, but then the politically even worse.
The Japanese war. Right.
Even before the wartime, the Chinese, you know, just the rich oppressing the classes, even more. This little man has no chance at all. Can't even find work. You're willing to sell your labor, but nobody buy your labor. You know, you can't even sell it.
When did that kind of feeling start to go away? Your feeling that you hated America. I presume you don't hate America so much now.
Frankly, you know, that was just a financially a person you feel you had it there. You feel you're so discriminated, you hate it at the time. But being the, but even at that time, I have quite a few American classmates, the friends, I have some from back in the school days.
Oh, you're high school.
And among the Americans, I don't think I can hate American people. But, you know, it was the system at the time.
Right. Did you personally run into any cases of hostility against the Chinese?
Any cases of what?
Hostility.
Hostility?
Yeah.
Do I have any?
Yeah, did you have any?
Yes, I had one. When I was in high school, we went to the city, to the state tournament, basketball tournament.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was all full house.
Uh-huh.
There was one little empty sheet,
uh-huh,
right behind the post. I didn't know it was behind the post, so I was trying to sit on it.
Uh-huh.
And a Caucasian woman was sitting right next to it. She just got up and left. And I feel like a nut.
That was in Dakota.
Yeah,
not in Los Angeles, right?
Not in Los Angeles.
When you were in Los Angeles, you didn't run into any kind of discrimination?
Los Angeles didn't, no, I didn't run into any like that, no.